The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashat is Parashat Vayira. Vayira Elon, Hashem Elonim Amrei, and Hashem appeared to Abraham Elonim Amrei, who Yeshi Pesach Ha'el Ketem Ayom. And Abraham was sitting Pesach Ha'el in front of the tent during the heat of the day. This takes place after the Bris Milah, previous Parashat, for his Baruch Hu commanded Abraham to mal himself and Ishmael, the son Ishmael, and the people of his house. This, Rashi tells us, takes place on the third day after the meeting. And Abraham lifted his eyes and he saw three people standing. And he saw and he ran to meet them at the Pesach El, at the opening of the tent. And he bowed to them. So we see that Hashem came to Abraham. And also three people were coming to Abraham. And he said, Adonai motzosi chen b'necha no savor me'al adecho. He said, my Lord, if I find grace in your eyes, do not pass by from your servant. I will take some water and wash your feet, and you will rest under the tree, and I'll bring you lechem, bread. You will have a meal, and you will sustain yourself. And afterwards, then you will go on. And then the Torah tells us how Abraham went and to prepare for the Orchim, together with Sora. Everything that he did to make the Orchim travelers comfortable. Rashi tells us, Vayira Elov, this that Hashem came to Abraham. Why? The Vakir es Hachela. Hashem came to Abraham to visit the city. Omer Rebchama Bar Chanino, Yem Shlishi Lemilose Hoyon, Hubak Roshbok Hubashal Hushlema. It was the third day of the Bris Milah. And the third day after any operation, a person is in a lot of pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Abraham. Here we learn a source for the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim. One should visit the city. Then, Yoshev Abraham was sitting. Why was Abraham sitting in front of his tent? He wanted to see if there were any travelers that day in order to bring them into his house. Abraham was interested in Achnosis Orchim. To bring the Orchim into his house. Kichem Hayom, it was a very hot day. Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama min Artiko Shelayla Tricha Be'Orchim. Really, Kadosh Baruch Hu made the day very, very hot, in order that there shouldn't be travelers that day, and they shouldn't bother Abraham. But Yisroel Mitzayir Shloim Orchim Boim. When Abraham saw that there were no travelers, and he had a lot of this, he was upset over this. Therefore, Hashem sent three angels who looked like people, in order that Abraham should have Orchim. So here we have a source for another mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of Achnosis Orchim. We have two mitzvahs here. One, Bikur Chayim, you should visit the sick. One, Achnosis Orchim, a person should welcome other people into his house. Let's go into these mitzvahs this evening. I think we have done this fast, but these are important mitzvahs that we can always learn about. In regards to Bikur Chayim, Gemara, incidentally, Rashi quotes this from Bamitzi and Tevot. Gemara in Masechta Sota, at the end of the first paragraph, Yud Dalet, it's a Gemara we've quoted many times. Gemara says it's a mitzvah, V'acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechem. It's a mitzvah that one should walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can one go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's a consuming fire. One should emulate the qualities of Hashem. Mahu Malbush Arumin, just like he clothes the naked, as we see that he clothed Adam, Ishtar Kosmes Or, the first man and the first woman, he made for them clothing. Apato Halbush Arumin, therefore you also should clothe the naked. Kodesh Baruch Hu Bikir Chayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu visited the sick. It states, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'elaynei Mamre. It brings the passage that we just read. Therefore, you also should visit the sick. And then the Gemara also mentions Nicham Avelim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforted the mourners as he came and he visited Yitzchok after Abraham died. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried the dead. As it states that he buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, we should emulate this quality. So here we have a source for the mitzvah, Bikar Chayim, right from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avraham Avinu when Avraham was sick, from here we learn that we also should visit the sick. The Rambam in Hilchos Ovel, Perek Yud Dalet, brings both of these mitzvahs, Bikar Chayilim and Achnosas Orchim. The Rambam writes as follows: Mitzvahs esay shel divreihem, the Vakir Chayilim, it's a positive commandment from the Rabbonim, the rabbis, that we should visit the sick, comfort the mourners, v'lahitzi ameis, to bury the dead, hachnis hakalo, take the kala to the chuppah, ulavis orchim, and to escort and to bring in orchim. The Rambam goes into another few dinim, which I will not mention because it's not relevant to what we're speaking about. Elohim gemilas chasodim shebegufa, she'ein lam shir. And these mitzvahs are gemilas chesed. This is chesed, which has no limitation to it. Some mitzvahs have a limitation. For example, sukkah, you can only sit in the sukkah for the 7 or 8 days of sukkah. Esrog, there's a limit to how much mitzvah you can be mekayim with esrog. But these mitzvahs have no shir. As much as you do, it's mitzvah. Then the Rambam writes, "Af pishu kol mitzvahs elam midivrehem harein bechlal v'yachter reich kamecha." Even though these mitzvahs are from the Rabbonim, but they're included in the mitzvah min haTorah that one should love his fellow man like himself. Everything that you would like others to do to you, you should do to your brother, someone who's your brother in Teder mitzvahs. The Rambam itself is not too clear. Just that he says that this is a mitzvah from the Rabbonim, from the rabbis. And then he says that they are included in the mitzvah of the after Reach Kamecha. This is really not too clear, because seemingly this would be a mitzvah min haTorah. As we just brought, we learn it right from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and visited Abraham. And the Gemara says that we learn this from the Pasuk of Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. So this is an observation on the Rambam. But at any rate, these mitzvahs are brought here in the Rambam and here in Perek Yud Dalet. The Gemara in relation to Bikar Chayilim. The Gemara in Masechta Nedarim brings that Lamates on the base, and that Mem, Gemara says, Tanya bika chayli mein lo shir. When it comes to visiting the sick, there is no shir, there is no limitation. What does this mean? So first the Gemara thought it meant ein lo shir l'machus korach, that there's no shir, there's no limitation to the reward. So then Abai said, kol mitzvah mi yish lo shir l'machus korach. This is true with every mitzvah. Every zayv a mitzvah kalak in machut kamura shenat yedeh machus korach shal mitzvahs. That the Mishnah tells us that one should be as careful with a small mitzvah as with a great mitzvah, because we do not know what the limitation of the reward of any mitzvah is. El Omar Abai afil godel eitzel kor. Rav Omar afil meya pomim b'yoyim. This that we say, the Bika Chayim, this mitzvah has no shir, has no limitations. This means even a great person is obligated to visit a smaller person, someone who is not as great as him, if he is sick. And even 100 times a day, if it's necessary. When it comes to the visiting of the sick, there is no limitation. Then the Gemara tells us, Somer of Hacha Bar Chanina, Kolam Avaka Chela, Neitel Echad Meshishim Bitzara. Anyone who visits the sick, he takes away from him 1/60th of his pain. The Gemara says, if that's the case, so send 60 people to visit him, and he'll become cured. So the Gemara says two terutzim. Firstly, this that he takes away 1/60th. Each one takes away 1/60th of what remains. Not 1/60th of the original amount, but 1/60th of what remains. So we'll never be able to take all of it away. And secondly, this is Dafke Ben Gila. Ben Gila, the Gemara says, is someone who was born on the same day and under the same mazel as the one who was sick. He has the power, when he visits him, he takes away 1/60th. Then the Gemara tells us, Maisa hoyo, the Talmud echod mi Talmidei Rebbe Akiva. There was a Maisa that one of the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva became sick. And the Chachomim, no one went to visit him. Niknus Rabbi Kiva Levakre. Rabbi Kiva went to visit him. Rabbi Shpil Shekid the Varit Solofonov. Kiva went to visit him. He took care of him. And he swept his house for him, cleaned his house, took care of all of his needs, and Choyo. And the person, the Talmud, lived. Omale Rebbe Hachisani. Then the Talmud said to Rebbe, to Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe, you have given me life, you have made me live. Yot Rebbe Kiva v'dorish kol mishim mevaka keilim kili sheikhetom. So Rebbe Kiva went and he darshened. He said that whoever has the opportunity is in a situation where he can visit the sick. And visiting the sick means to take care of their needs. And he does not, so it's as if he is causing the spilling of blood. And the Gemara says, "Call me Shemavake Chayim, Gerem Leishiyachya." Anyone who visits the sick, he causes him to live. He can be a cause in sustaining his life, and if not, also to the contrary. Then the Gemara mentions that anyone who visits a sick, he must be mispalel for him. He must be mevakish rachmim, asa kodesh baruch hu for rachmim. Because from the main mitzvahs of bitur kailin is to be mispalel for the person, to daven for the person. These mitzvahs are brought in Shulchan Aruch, the halachos for Bika Chayim. Let's just go into a few, since they're very relevant. It's brought in Yerodea Simon Shin Lamed Hei. Thank you. mitzvah levaker chelim hakrevim v'hachaverim nichnosim mi'ad. V'cheikim acha gimel yom. If somebody takes sick, then it's a mitzvah for the krevim and the chaverim. First, for the relatives, and then his close friends to go visit him first. Then, if he's still sick after 3 days, then the other people go. Become very sick, where you don't even know if he will last for 3 days, then everyone goes to visit him. Now the reason for this is because when someone takes sick to begin with, you don't want it too evident that he is sick to begin with, because maybe the sickness is not that serious, and if people who are not accustomed to go visit will go, then they'll, if we go out in the city, Hashem Chayli, he will be given the name of a sick person. And if he's not really sick, this is something we want to be careful with, because this is not a good mazel to give someone who is not a Chayli Hashem Chayli. So therefore, those who are close to him, his relatives, since they go anyhow to visit him, so they should go right away. But others should not go. They should wait a few days. Still sick after a few days. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe the doctor will send them home. Still sick after a few days. Then the others also go. That's if it's not a very serious illness that takes hold of them immediately. So we learn from here that you should not give a person a shame chayla if he's not sick. This is not good. Even a great Talmud Chochem is obligated to visit someone who is not great at all in Torah, and even many times a day. And the more one visits, so the more meshubach, the more praiseworthy it is. This is under condition that it does not become a nuisance to the person. When someone visits a sick person, when you visit a sick person, you should not sit on the bed where on a bed or on a chair or on a bench. But you should sit in front of him, because the Shechina is by his shoulders. So the Ramo says this is dafke if the chayla is on the ground. The chayla is sleeping right on the ground. So then the person should not sit in a higher place, because since the Shechina is right next to the chayla, so a person should not sit in a higher place than the Shechina. But if the chayla is resting on a bed, then you're allowed to sit on a chair or on a bench. And this is the meaning, this is the custom. So we see from here that the Shechina hovers over the sick person. One of the sources for this could be right from our Sefer, because we see that the Shechina, the Baruch Hu himself, came to visit Avraham Avinu. And we learn out the mitzvah b'kacholim, because we should emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to visit the sick, so we also should go to visit the sick. So we're visiting the sick, surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu must visit. So therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, we must not place ourselves higher than the Shechina. So we should not sit in a place which is higher than the Chayyim. A person should not visit the sick during the first 3 hours of the day. Why? Because during the first 3 hours of the day, the sickness is at its lightest peak. And he will not sense the seriousness of the illness, and he won't go to the Makashaka, and he won't go, he'll come away, and he'll feel he's not so sick. And he won't even follow, he won't daven for him. And as we mentioned, that the one of the main points of Bikur Chayim is to daven for him. The late beginning shows after any shalom. You should not go visit him in the last 3 hours of the day, because then the sickness is the heaviest. And when he'll see that, he might come to the Yiyush, he might be so upset that he'll feel that there's no hope in being mispalo, in davening for him and praying for him, and therefore he'll give up hope. V'chol she biker v'lei bikei sholav rachamim lekayim ha-mitzvah. Whoever visits a sick person and is not mevakesh rachamim, is not mispalel for him, so he was not mekayim, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. This is bring b'shem d'rabbah. When he prays for the sick person, so if it's in front of the person, then he can do it in any language. But if it's not in front of the sick person, then he should only do it in Loshon HaKodesh Lechatchila. Lechatchila, this means in the first hand, he should do it in Loshon HaKodesh in Hebrew. The reason for this is because since a sick person needs so much rachamim, Loshon HaKodesh is the language which goes right to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Certain languages the Malachim didn't understand. So therefore, Lechatchila, at the first hand, he should do it in Loshon HaKodesh. When he prays for the sick, so he should not pray for this individual alone. But Yichul HaSei B'Seich Chayli Yisrael. Shema Amoki Merachim Ha'Odecha B'Seich Chayli Yisrael. He should pray for him together with the other sick of Israel. That's why whenever we make a Mishaberach in Shul, so we always say that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Merachim and he should be Merachim. He should cure this individual. Take Shar Chayil Yisrael together with the rest of the sick of Israel. Why do we do like this? Because then you have the schus of the Rabbi. You pray for one individual, so everything is dependent on the schus of that individual, on the merits of that individual. But already now, if you're praying for all of the sick of Israel, so now you have more schuyish, you have more merits. This is why whenever a person makes a tefillah, so he should always make a tefillah for the individual, but then include him amongst the needs of the others of Israel. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to be tzedek, to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with one's problems and with one's troubles. So therefore, we do not pray for Refuah Shleima or wish someone a Refuah Shleima on Shabbos. So what we do is that we can say the tefillah, but we say Shabbos Hi Milizai, Refuah Kreva Lover. It's Shabbos and we rest, we abstain from beseeching and bringing our problems and troubles to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the refuah krayva lova, and the refuah will speedily come. Another mitzvah, bika chaylin, that those who are caring for the chayla must do, is they must see, now we're speaking here of someone who is very sick. If someone is very sick, there is always the possibility, that's for Shalom, that his end might be coming near to him. So those who are close to the chayla must be masadir, must organize all of his financial matters. That means that they must speak to him. They must find out, does he have possessions of others in his hands? So perhaps he had borrowed money, or perhaps he had borrowed something to use, and the same thing vice versa. Maybe his money is by someone else. So also one of the mitzvahs of Bikur Chaylin is to help the individual organize the financial matters that a person must organize before he leaves this world. Ein mevachrim lei lechele mayim, velei lechele ayin, velei lechele rosh. Not every sick person is in a mitzvah to visit. Ein mevachrim lei lechele mayim, someone who has problems with his stomach. This person is not a mitzvah necessarily to visit. Why? Because since he has stomach problems, so it can become embarrassing to him if too many people come to visit him. L'chayli ha'ayin, someone who has problems with his eyes. It's not a mitzvah to visit. Because this is difficult for the person when someone comes to visit him. Since he can't see or the seeing is a strain. The same thing someone who has a headache. If someone has a severe headache, so he wants to lie quietly. And people come to talk to him, so this becomes difficult. Any sick person that has become so sick that it's difficult for him to speak, so we do not visit him. So we hear a cloud from him that the visiting is for the good of the sick person. If it becomes a nuisance to the person, so if it becomes too difficult for the person, it's no mitzvah. And that's why when we go into a hospital, we must listen to the instructions of the doctors or the sisters. Many times the sisters or the doctors, they restrict visitors for the sake of the sick person, and people want to be mekayim the mitzvah, you can pay them, and they go and they visit him one after the other. And they famater him. See, this is not allowed to. But those people that we do not visit, but still it's a mitzvah to take care of them. So nifnosim bebeis achitzin, v'sheilem v'dorshim b'hem srichin l'chabel rabbis b'fon, v'piyetzim b'hem. You go to his house, if he's at home, you go to his home and you ask his family about it. Or you can go to the hospital and ask the sisters about him and find out what he will need, see, and what you can do for him. And also it's a mitzvah to hear of his pain and to hear of his difficulties, because then a person will go and be mevakeh shlachim. Klal is a klal, a principle, that one is not supposed to be the bearer of bad news. And this is something that not everybody is careful with. But from the Gemara, is very strict with this. One is not supposed to be the bearer of bad news unless it's absolutely necessary. That means that if someone hears that so-and-so died, it's not a mitzvah to go tell people about it. Let them find out whenever they find out. Unless it would be, perhaps, where it's a great mitzvah for that person to know. Let's say the people are preparing the funeral and it will be a kovet for this individual to come. So they want the individual to come, so they inform him. Because they know that that person will have a kovet and nachas if such an individual will come. Alright, so then they inform him. But even when they inform him, they're supposed to inform him in a roundabout way. But if it's not for that, then you don't tell. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought that even a very close relative, the person loses a very close relative. Let's say it's overseas. Now, luckily, you don't inform them, you don't write them about them. And Shulchan Aruch it's brought that if a son loses a father, Chas v'Shalom, then in order for the son to be able to say Kaddish, you inform him. But otherwise you won't inform the son either. You would let him find out in due course. And by daughters, since they can't say the Kaddish, and it's overseas, it's far away, it's no mitzvah to inform him. The Gemara is very strict that a person is not supposed to be, not a mitzvah to be a bearer of bad news. Now some people get this confused. Therefore, if someone is sick, they do not relate this to others. By sickness is not like that. By sickness it's a mitzvah to tell people who someone is sick. Why? Because when someone is sick, so he needs rachamim, he needs people to be mevakesh rachamim for him. And if other people will know this, then they will come and they will be mispalel for him. So therefore this principle does not apply to a sick person. If someone is sick, then it is a good purpose to inform other people that so-and-so is sick, then they'll know that they should. You must follow for him, say, till him for him, and so forth. Mevakim chelev dechovim mei darki shalom. The mitzvah is also to visit someone who's sick, who's a non-Jew. A goy that's sick is also a mitzvah to visit because of darki shalom, because of ways of peace. Darki shalom, there's two interpretations. What does it mean, darki shalom? One is it because of darki shalom, because we want to live peacefully with our neighbors. But there's another interpretation of Darkei Shalom, and this is from the Rambam, that because we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shalom encompasses everyone, both the Jew and the non-Jew. So it says, "Umeichin Mozein l'chol b'yisrael." HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bread to all of his creatures. So therefore, we have to emulate the Shalom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His shalom encompasses even non-Jews. So it's a mitzvah to visit a friend, a non-Jew also. יש שמים שמי שיש לחילה ובסר ילך אצל חוכם שבעיר שיבת ישלם רחם וכן נהוגו. Some say that if someone has a sick person in his house, he should go to the Chochem Shebi'ir. He should go to the Rav of the Ir. He should go to the Talmud Chochem and ask the Talmud Chochem to be Mavakish Olav Rachem. Ask the Talmud Chochem to be Mispalel to this person. That's why the Minhag is that if someone is very sick, so many times you call up a great Rav, a great Talmud Chochem, and you ask him to be Mavakish Rachem. וכן נהוג לבור החיילים בבית הכנסת לקרוא להם שם קודש כי שינה השם כרג זה הדינוי. And also there is the minhag that if someone is very sick, so then in shul they will make a shinui Hashem. Shinui Hashem, this is where they change his name. Because the Gemara says that one of the things that can deter the gzar din, the decree, is to change a person's name. But these are the mitzvahs. Some of the mitzvahs are Bikr Chayim. And the source where HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came to visit Avraham Avinu. Second mitzvah that we mentioned here, Achnosas Orchim. The Gemara brings in the Sefer Shabbos. The Kufkov Zayin. The Mishnah Kukor Vob on the base states Mefanin Afilo Arba Bechomesh Kupa Ish Shal Tevin Bishal Tzfur Mipnei Aortim Mipnei Bitu Beis HaMedrash and Kukor Vob on the base that on Shabbos we're not supposed to move around things unnecessarily. You don't move furniture from one place to another on Shabbos, even though it's not a melocha, it's not a desecration of the Shabbos, but Tirchi Yisera Shabbos we do not do things that require a lot of physical energy. That's not necessary. It's not a malacha. It's not one of the actual desecrations of Shabbos. But it's not in the spirit of resting in the day. So therefore, if a person had bales of grain or barrels of grain in his house, he's not allowed to move them. But it says, the Mishnah tells us, that he can move four or five of these barrels of grain or of straw. Mipnei orchim, if all of a sudden some unexpected guests arrive. Unexpected guests arrive, he has to have room for them. So then he's allowed to move them away. Mipnei bitul beis hamedrash, north of a bitul beis hamedrash. What is that? That the Talmidim come. See, unexpectedly, Talmidim came. So, and he's going to sit among them. So he has to have room. So he's allowed to move four or five barrels of grain or barrels of straw away to make room for it. The Gemara Kukhov Zayin says, Omer B'yechanan, B'deila hachnosas orchim ki hashkomas beis hamedrash. The hachnosas orchim, the bringing in of guests in one house, in one's house, is as great as getting up in the morning to go learn in the beis hamedrash. Because it says, Mipnei ha'orchim u'mipnei bitul beis hamedrash. The Mishnah equates these two subjects. The Mishnah says you're allowed to move the grain away for the Orchim, and you're allowed to move it away for the Beis HaMedrash to make a Beis HaMedrash. So we see they're of equal importance. Rav Dimi min Adoy Amar, Yesen Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash. Dimi said that the mitzvah of taking in guests in one house, one's house is greater than the mitzvah of Beis HaMedrash. Why? Because it says Mibnea Orchin Vahodr Mibnei Bit Beis HaMedrash. First it says that you're allowed to move the grain away for the guests. Then it says that you're allowed to move the grain away for the Beis HaMedrash. But what is it right first? Achnosis Orchin. So we see Achnosis Orchin is even greater than Ashkomas Beis HaMedrash. Now this is very, a very powerful statement, because we've given many shurim on what the greatness of Beis HaMedrash is, what the greatness of learning Torah is. That's a mitzvah, the shkula keneged kula. You'd have to go a long way to find a mitzvah which is greater than learning in a Beis HaMedrash. So from here we see what the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim is. But the Gemara goes even further. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Gedola Achnosas Orchim Me'akabolas B'nei Shechina. Hachnosis Orchim is even greater than the receiving of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because in our Sedra, when the three angels came, so Avram said Vayomar, and then right after Vayomar is the word Adonor. If I find grace in your eyes, do not go away from your servant. Now what does this mean? The Rashi brings Sekhti Shavuos that there's a machlekes if this word Alav Dalet Nun Yud is a Shem Kol or a Shem Kodesh. Does this refer to the angels or does this refer to Hashem? When he said Vayomer, Adonai means Lord, my Lord. So when he said my Lord, who was Avram speaking to? Was he speaking to the angels or was he speaking to Hashem? So some learn he was speaking to the angels. So he spoke to the angels. It's singular. He spoke to the leader of the three. He said that do not go away from me. Please come into the house. Then it's a shame call. Then it's not a shame call. She does not refer to Hashem. But others learn that it refers to Hashem. So what was he saying to Hashem? Hashem had come to visit Avram, and Hashem was speaking to Avram. Then Avram saw the three angels approach. He saw they were standing in the distance, and they looked like they didn't know. He didn't know if they were going to come or not. They might go on their way. So Avram wanted to run out to meet them. So Avram told Hashem, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Vayomer Hashem, that if I find grace in your eyes, please do not leave me. Wait a minute, because I have to go get these orchim and bring them into the house. So Avram told this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do we see? Here Avram is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now he tells Hashem, wait, I have to go be Makayim, I have to go fulfill the mitzvah of Hachnosis Orchim. What kind of talk is that? He's speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's entertaining Hashem. And now he says he has to entertain other people. So from here the Gemara brings the proof that Gedola Hachnosis Orchim Yosef Mikabolas Bnei Ashkenim. Having guests in one's house is greater. Then not only is it greater than Beis HaMedrash, than learning in the Beis HaMedrash, it's even greater than speaking to Hashem himself. This is what the Gemara says. Omar Yehuda Bar Shilom Rav Asi Omar Rav Yechon. Shishat Dvorim Ad Mechel Perishen Ve'el Mazeh Ve'akeren Keyemes Leil Leil Mabo. There are six things that a person will eat from the fruits of the mitzvah in this world. The most mitzvahs, a person will enjoy the reward only in the next world. But here there are six mitzvahs that a person will enjoy the reward in this world. Fruits, dividends, Keyemes Keyemes Leil Mabo. The actual capital, that will always be in the next world. That will not be touched. Elohim, Achnosis Orchim, and Bikur Cholim. The first two are these two mitzvahs. Achnosis Orchim and Bikur Cholim. The Rambam that we quoted before brings also the mitzvah of Achnosis Orchim. And he adds to it, Schar halavaya meruba min hakol. Vuhu hachok shechokeko Avram Avinu v'derech hacheset shenoah God. Schar, the reward of taking in Orchim, this is the greatest of all of these mitzvahs. And this is the chayk, this is the statute that was hewed out by Avram Avinu. The cornerstone. Achnosis Orchim, this we learn from Avram. Michael Abrey Drochi, Mashke Eson, Umalava Eson. The mitzvah is when people do not have a place, especially if people do not have a place, the travelers, to feed them, to give them to drink, Umalava Eson, and to escort them. וכדי להכנוס את אורחים, מקבול את פני השכינה. Achnos es Orchim is greater than the accepting, receiving the presence of Hashem. Shinema vayero vayarvi nechlesh anoshim. Because we see, he brings what we just quoted, that Abraham was entertaining Hashem, then he saw the three angels, he left Hashem to go take care of the three angels. Then the Rambam writes to the Leviyon, Yoser ve'achnos osim. What's even greater than bringing them into your house is to escort them. Omru Chachomim kol sheinu malav kilu shevet gomer. The Chachomim say that whoever does not escort the orchil, it's as if he is shevet gomer, it's as if he's spilling blood. Now this is another faction of the mitzvah, which is a whole parsha in its own right. It's learned from a different source. It's learned actually from Egla Rufa, the mitzvah that if a Jew was found, Chas v'Sholom, killed between two cities, he was a traveler, then we measure to see which city he was closest to. And the Chachomim of that city, the wise of that city, the Sanhedrin, must bring a eglo, a calf, and they must kill the calf as a kapora, as an atonement. So we see that the whole city was held guilty for this person's death. Gemara says, why? Because he was not escorted properly. Had he been escorted properly, then this would not have happened. He was a traveler. There's all kinds of halachas on how to escort orchim. This will have to leave for another time. This is another faction of the mitzvah, and it has its own source as to where it's learned out. And there are many protodidim, there are many details in this halacha. But one should know that when it comes to being a kabbal orchim, so this means to bring them into your house, to take care of them and to escort them. And the Rambam brings here from the Gemara that the Levaya, the escorting of them, is even greater than the bringing them in. To walk with them and to escort them. So this is the idea, this is something that we should know. And in Yitzhak, at another opportunity, maybe we'll go into some of the details of that. But that's another faction of the mitzvah that's learned from another source. Maamri Prad in his Nesiv HaChesed goes into these mitzvahs. In the Nesiv, we'll discuss it. Perek Dalet. Explains why is it that we find Achnosis Orchim is greater than Beis HaMedrash, greater than learning in the Beis HaMedrash, and even greater than Kabbalah Bnei Ashkenaz, entertaining HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The answer is man was created the Tzelem Elokim. Man was created in the image of the Almighty. And man has in him an element that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. And when a person is Machnis Orchim, so he gives kavod, he's giving honor to man. And through this he's giving honor to Tzelem Elokim, to the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in man is the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he gives honor to a person, where there is the Tzelem Elokim, so he's giving honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. This is why it's greater than Beis HaMedrash. Because in Beis HaMedrash he's giving honor to Torah. But when he gives honor to Orchim, he's giving honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Therefore, it's a greater madrega, it's a greater level than Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Mishnah tells us, first you're allowed to move what's necessary to bring in the Orchim. Secondly, it tells us, then you're allowed to move what's necessary to learn with the Talmidim. When you learn with the Talmidim, then you give an Aron to Torah. When you bring in Orchim, then Kabbalist Pneashkin. If it's giving honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so why should it be greater than speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? So this he writes, when a person is Mekabel Pneashkin, when he receives the presence of Hashem himself, this is something that a person cannot see. In Reya Ashkin Biatzman, Kiloyani Ohodim Bechor, a person does not see Hashem himself. No person can see Hashem. So when he is receiving the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is somewhat distant and somewhat intangible. When he receives the presence of a person who has Shekhinah in him, there is a greater association between he and the Shekhinah. To receive Shekhinah alone, this is something that's very difficult. So therefore the degree is a small degree. But when you receive Shekhinah through the Emsoi, through the middle point of another person, in this way he can receive a greater degree of Shekhinah. Therefore the Kabbalas Orchim is greater than the Kabbalas Pneashkin. Now all the time the Chazal tell us, they call this mitzvah Hachnosis Orchim. Hachnosis Orchim means to bring in Orchim. So the Maral writes something else. This is not so easy to understand. But he says this in several places. Which he writes, "Dan lecha dafke lahachnis orchim koamar sheponim kadoshes bo lebeisu. Kasher ponim kadoshes bo lebeisu makabu ponim kadoshes bekovid bekovid zehu kved hashkina." When do we say that by taking care of orchim? So then it's as if he's receiving the presence of the Shekhinah himself. This is by Ponim Kadoshes. This is when someone who was not here before comes here now. Someone new enters the house. Not speaking about people who are always in the house. A guest. Ponim Kadoshes. Guest comes, then it has the degree of Shekhinah. That's why the Chazal always writes Hachnosis, Orchim. The Hachnosis, the bringing in of Orchim. Orchim is a guest. It's not speaking about someone that you're always with. It seems that when a guest comes, someone new comes, he brings a new degree of Shekhinah into the house. But when someone is in the house already from before, so already then that Shekhinah is already there. But when someone new comes, there's a new degree, an additional degree of Shekhinah coming in. So therefore, when an Erev comes, yes, someone who was not there before, so now there's a new dimension of Shekhinah coming into the house. Because every person is B'Tzelem HaLakim. So therefore, by giving kovet to this person, to the guest, you're giving kovet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even in a greater way than you could be Mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is someone that you cannot have any physical association with. But the Orech is someone that you can. The Gemara and Satan. The Gemara tells us from Avraham Avinu, as we mentioned, Avraham was the father of this mitzvah. By the Gemara says that Afyudam and Beis. The Gemara says, Vayita Eshel, that Avraham planted an Eshel. Eshel is Eshel Avraham. What was it? What was the Eshel? Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya chad omar padis, chad omar kundi. One said that Avraham planted an orchard of all types of good and delicious fruits. Chad omar kundi. The other says that Avraham, he made a kundik, he made an inn, a lodging place. Bishlam elamandiyam apardes, haynu dixi bayita, Shrosa Padis Panotaba called meaning the good. Ayita means planted. So according to the one that said that Abraham made an orchard, a garden, that's why it says planted. He made an orchard and a garden. He planted all types of delicious fruits. But according to the one who said Pundit, it was a large inn. So what does it mean that he planted? And that the Gemara says, "Kisiva yite ola apadem." That we find loshen metia, the word planting also refers to the setting up of tents, to the driving in of tents. Then the Gemara says, "Vayikra b'shem Hashem kel olam." Says in the Sefer that Abraham planted this eshel, and he called to Shem Hashem kel olam, the Lord of the world. What does that mean? Omer ish lotish. Al tikra vayikra, ela vayikra, vayakre. Not that Avraham called, but he caused others to call. V'lamet shihikri Avraham shmei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'fi kol eiver v'shoda. Avraham caused everyone who was coming into his orchard or coming into his inn to call to the name of Hashem. Ketzer ha. V'ach shochel v'shosu. After they would eat and they would drink, see, Abraham made this eshel in order to be machnis orchim. So after they would come and they would eat and they would drink, they would get up to thank Abraham and to bless him. So Abraham said, "Did you eat from mine? You did not eat from mine. You ate from the one." Michel Kel Olam, from the Lord of the world. Give praise and thanks to the one who said, "Behoya Olam, let the world be." So Abraham's source of Achnosis Orchid was twofold. Firstly, he brought Chesed. He did chesed physically to all of the orchim. Secondly, he did chesed spiritually to all of the orchim. He went and he brought it in order that he could take care of the physical needs. He gave them to eat and he gave them to drink. Secondly, he took care of the spiritual needs. The chesed of Abraham was to teach the people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. And after Abraham, they wanted, "No, this is something that we spoke about in the past." It was Abraham that paved the way that the Shem Hashem, that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be evident in this world. He was the one who did it. Not for Abraham, it wouldn't have been done. This the Torah tells us in many places. And in this week's Sedra, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, "How can I conceal myself from Abraham, what I'm going to do to Sodom v'Amora?" Amachasas is a Pasuk Yud Zayin. Abraham is going to be a great nation, and all of the nations of the world will be blessed because of him. Why have I chosen Abraham? Because I know that he will command his children and all of his household to guard the derech of Hashem, the way of Hashem, to do tzedakah and mishpat, to do charity and to do justice. So the greatness of Abraham was that he would take this, what he knew of Hashem, he would teach it to others. So we see that this was intertwined with the Eshel of Abraham. Eshel that Abraham built was to sustain the physical needs of the people and also to give them spiritual needs. This is something that we must be cognizant of. When it comes to teaching Torah to others, and when it comes to spreading the name of Hashem to others, this also is a chelik of the chesed that Abraham did for others. This was the Eshel Abraham that Abraham planted. I read not long ago that in the beginnings of Torah Mesorah, Torah Mesorah was an organization created in the United States about 30 years ago by one of the Rosh Hashivas that had come in, and its purpose was to go and build day schools and yeshiva katanas throughout America. So one of the directors in Tom Sar writes that he remembers Rabbi Aaron Kotler, that was a great Rosh Hashiva in America, that when he would meet with these people, he would tell them, Geitu chesed mit jüdische Kinder. Go and do chesed with Jewish children. This is what he would always tell them. If you want to do chesed with Jewish children. Go build yeshiva katanas and build day schools. This would be the greatest chesed that you could do with them. Because if you take care of their physical needs, this is a chesed. So how much more so if you're going to teach them that they are Jews and teach them Torah? How much more so is this a chesed? Just one final. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel, Amar Beis, very interesting. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yesi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yechanan says in the name of Rabbi Yesi ben Kisma, Yudela legimo, shehirchiko shtei mishpochas misiris bisrael, shnema al rara shele kimu askem alechem amayim. When it comes to bread and water, we can see the importance of it. In this week's center, we have that Lot lived together with his daughters, and two nations were born, Moab and Ammon. And later on, in a later period of time, a nation took Israel out of Mitzrayim, and they were traveling in the desert, they met up with these two nations. And they wanted to go through the land of these two nations. And these two nations came and they said, no, do not come through our land. They wouldn't allow them to come through. So the Torah said, Avar shalekimu eskem alechem ma'im, that because you do not come to meet Mesha and Israel with bread and water, therefore they will never be allowed to intermarry into Klal Yisrael. The men. The women were allowed, but the men will never be allowed to intermarry into Klal Yisrael, even if they're Magaya, even if they convert. This is one case. Another case, the Gemara brings, by Yisro, when Moshe ran away from Paro, and he ran to Midian, and there he met, at the well, he met Yisro's daughters. And when he helped the daughters, and the daughters went home, and Yisro asked them, how come you came home so quickly today? So they told them what happened. So Yisro said, Yisro said, Kiren lai v'yecha lochem. Go call him here, and he will eat bread with us. So again, we see with bread. Yisro said, go call him here and he'll eat bread with us. So Moshe came and he ate with Yisro. And he ended up marrying Yisro's daughter. And Yisro was Megaya. What eventually happened? When Mishpacha Seifim Yeshve Yaivitz, the Gemara tells us that descendants of Yisro eventually became members of the Sanhedrin. And the place of the Sanhedrin was right next to the Beis HaMikdash. Now here you have two nations that were related to Klal Yisrael. Two nations were related to Klal Yisrael because they were from Lot. And Lot was a nephew of Abraham. So they were close to Klal Yisrael. And because they did not give bread and water, because they were not machnis orchid, so they were rejected from Klal Yisrael. They became far from Israel forever. And here we have Israel, who was from Midian. He was a goy from Midian that was far from Israel. And because he was machnis orchim, kirim lai v'yecha lechem, he told, bring him here and we'll feed him bread. His daughter married Moshe. Yisro became a Jew, and his sons became members of the Sanhedrin that sat right next to the Beis Hamikdash. So it says, Gedola Legimo, we see that the bread of Chesed is so great that when it's Chesed is done with it, it's Mekarev Esarachaykim, it'll bring close those who are far away. And if it is not used for Chesed, then it'll be Marachek Esakrevim. It will, those who are close, it will reject them and push them far away. The two nations that were related to Klal Yisrael, because they did not, they were not Machnis Orchim, so they were separated from Israel. And Yisro that was far from Israel, because he was Machnis Orchim, he was brought close. Maral writes, what is the reason of this? Because bread is the sustenance of man. And who is the Nosein Lechem Mechol Bosor, Kile Alom Chastor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives bread, HaNosein Lechem Mechol Bosor, to all flesh, because Kile Alom Chastor. So when someone gives bread to another person, he is creating a bond between his chesed and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone gives bread to another man, he's emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because who is the one who gives bread to all creation? Nesim lechem lechol basor is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sustains the world. So if man gives bread to another person, he brings him in and is machnis orchim. He's emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he creates a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He associates himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore it can be makarev. It is ma'achid. It unites. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu unites the whole world. But if a man refuses to give bread to another person, takes away bread from another person, this is the hepet, this is the contrary of the meat and the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That therefore divides. This is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the uniting factor of the world. And if a person does not, there's an opportunity where he can give bread and does not, he takes it away, like by the two nations. So therefore, it's a dividing power in the world. Therefore, it's the karavas are hating, it brings close those who were far away, and rejects those who were close. These are some of the mamor chazal, where the chazal tell us on the mitzvahs of achnosos orchim, and on the mitzvah of bikur chayli that we learn from the sedur here today.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226 Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.